Good morning, it's Barbara, Nebraska, and today is Friday, September 30th, 2011, and it's going to be a great day. Very excited. First on our agenda is the Archdiocese of Omaha Fall Conference, which will be up at Creighton Prep today. Very excited. It's entitled Praying, Learning, and Living Our Faith, and all the teachers from the Archdiocese are going to meet. I believe they said there are going to be 1,200 teachers coming because they're also inviting directors of religious education and other people that are involved in liturgy, because we are going to be talking about the changes in the Mass. And there's 1,200 people coming, and there's about 500 parking places up at Prep. So I'm carpooling with two of my coworkers this morning. And very excited, too, because we don't have to leave so early. I still woke up at the same time, but we're going to leave about 8:15. And the first session, keynote session, is given by Brother Wogner. And it is the implementation of the Roman Missal, Privileged Opportunity of Formation. So he's giving a talk on that, about an hour talk. Then we have the Archbishop George Lucas celebrating the Eucharist. Then we have several breakout sessions. Normally when we have a fall teacher conference, we have different types of sessions, like different groups of teachers get together and share. And last year was my first time I presented. I presented on how to have a wiki in your classroom. But this year it's all about the changes in the liturgy. So those are the breakout sessions. And they usually have a very nice lunch. Many times they get the Arby's box lunch. So that's really good. Tons of calories, but it's very good. Then our second keynote is someone, let's see, what's his name? The Passion Epidemic by Mike Patton. He's a National Catholic Youth Minister awardee. And he's going to give a talk, and then the Archbishop will send us forth at the very end, commissioning ceremony, and then we'll be done at 3. Then, rush around, pack up, and I'm going to Kansas City! And I'm going to the Catholic New Media Conference down at the Savior Pastoral Center, Kansas City, Kansas, meeting up with all my SQPN buddies. Very excited about that. Excited to see my old friends and in real life, some of my online friends. And I'm afraid I will forget who, you know, they are. I will want to call them by their Twitter name. Like when I first met Stephanie, I wanted to call her Angel Steph. And when I first met Angela, I wanted to call her Inspired Angela. But it's really fun. I'm just really looking forward to it. And the keynote, Sister Anne Flanagan, daughter of St. Paul, can't wait to see her. And then there are also breakout sessions with Lisa Hendy, Matthew Warner. Then the other keynote is Sean Patrick Lovett, who is on Vatican Radio. Then Jeff Gerling and Pat Gohn, and then the Archbishop from Kansas City, Archbishop Naumann, is going to lead us in prayer. And then we also have a special showing of Mass Confusion, Catholic TV's new comedy with Greg and Jennifer Willits and Mac and Catherine. And then the Mighty Max, the movie about the Immacula College basketball players. So, gee, a fun-filled day all day. Really looking forward to it. But as I was looking at the detours, we had a flood this summer, and several sections of I-29 are still closed. And it adds about an hour to the drive. So if I leave town around 4 o'clock, I wouldn't get there till 8 o'clock, which will be dark. And I'm not the best nighttime driver. I don't have very good eyes. I also have dry eyes, so my eyes get really foggy, even though I use all the eye drops and all that. So DH very, very kindly agreed to go with me and we'll share the driving. That was so nice of him. That does mean we'll leave a little bit later because he doesn't get home from school till about 5. And then he's really looking forward to it. He's not going to be going to the conference. Every time we go down to Kansas City to see Dear Son number two, we drive by two museums, the Negro League Baseball Museum and American Jazz Museum. And he's always wanted to go there. Plus, my younger sister and her family went and saw the World War II Museum in Kansas City this summer, and they thought it was really good, really well done. So they ended up spending 2 days there. They enjoyed it so much, and it was really good for the kids too. And my husband's a huge history buff, so that's what he will be doing on Saturday, is going to all those different museums. And then, you know, I told him we have the Mass on Sunday, and he said, you know, I kind of would like to spend some time with Dear Son number two and his girlfriend, Krissa. So he thought he would meet them for Mass, and they go to the church right across the street from Rockhurst. So that's probably what's going to happen. So anyway, I'm just really looking forward to this. Just lots of fun. Let's see if I can name some people that I'm looking forward to seeing. Well, Barbara KB. Gosh, we've been Twitter friends, I think, since I joined Twitter in May 2007, and we almost met up on the Outer Banks in North Carolina, and it didn't quite work out. And so, you know, looking forward to seeing her. And then I get to meet Jeff Gerling's wife, Natalie, and she's a teacher too. So, you know, I've known Jeff since our San Antonio days 2 years ago when. And well, I've known him even before SQPN, because I remember I followed his blog when he was a seminarian. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him. And then I'm looking forward to seeing Greg Willits and seeing if he's taller than my husband, or if he is if they're the same height. So we'll see. I know my husband, he's kind of shy, and I don't know if he'll be around much. So, but I have a feeling Greg and Howie will see each other, because it can't be that big of a place, that Savior Pastoral Center. And then also looking forward to seeing Paul Camerata, and hopefully his wife will come. I've never met her, but since it's in town. And looking forward to seeing Father Roderick and Father Jay, the iPadre. And I have a vocation board, so I definitely have to get my picture taken with Father Jay, and to add to my vocations wall of fame. And any other priest or sisters that I haven't had my picture taken with, I've got my camera packed up. And I do have a really good picture of Sister Anne with my mom at the San Antonio conference, but I don't know who took it, if I took it or someone took it, because it's on Facebook, but I sure would like a copy of that. And, there's so many Twitter friends that, you know, I know their face on their Twitter icon, and a lot of people that are into teaching the like religious ed directors, and gosh, I just don't even know all their names. But I'm also sad I'm not going to see Deborah, Denise, Stephanie, Angela, Catholic Dan, and just, you know, a lot of people that couldn't come this year, but they're going to probably be, you know, watching online. See, and I probably forgot someone that I was hoping to see. So sorry about that. Anyway, I think that's about it. Just really looking forward to the day, and just can't wait to see everybody. Oh, when I was telling my students that I have a great weekend, I've got Catholic stuff and technology stuff, two of my favorite things, and they all thought that was great. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll see how the day goes. And everybody have a good day.